Onondaga County voters will decide in November whether the county's corrections department will move under the control of the sheriff's department. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, lawmakers voted yesterday 13-3 to move ahead with the referendum despite some concerns.
It was only 2 weeks ago that county officials announced a proposal to transfer control of the corrections department to the sheriff's department. Changing the charter like that is something that needs voter approval, and in order to get it on the November ballot, lawmakers had to act on the proposal by yesterday, which they did. Some didn't like the quick turnaround on an issue that's been kicked around for years, and Kathy Zabinski, a correction department sergeant, says there are a lot of angry employees at the Jamesville Correctional Facility right now who say they were never told by county officials this was in the works.
We want details of the plan. That's all we're asking for. And that's our biggest question. What is going to happen?
Legislator Brian May, who sponsored the legislation, admits the fast track isn't the optimum way to discuss an issue.
I agree that we make way too many fast decisions here. And this certainly could fall into that category, but it's the right decision to make. It's not going to affect the people who work there.
May says this move will only change the management of the jail and will create efficiencies that will help taxpayers down the line. There will be a public hearing before the November referendum. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.